So what's next?
Next is a bottle from Mallinson's. This is Sats. It's light and gentle bitterness, part of their single hot range, 4.1% bottle conditioned. Pale gold with a fruity nose and a light bitter fruity taste, followed by a medium bitter finish, brewed using only Sats hops. And yeah, malt, yeast, water and lots of hops.
Yeah, I think we should open it.
We should.
So what do we think of Mallinson's Sars?
4.1% bottle conditioned beer, pale gold in colour, a few little floaters at the bottom. A careful pour would have...
A careless pour leaves you a few little floaters in the bottom.
Yeah, well, I poured it three ways because we do have Paul from Sauce Deli with us this evening.
That wasn't my fault that you poured it badly, but yeah.
No, I was basically... I was swilling it around in the bottle as I went from glass to glass, which meant they were getting cloudier and cloudier. But yeah. It was pale gold. Smell... I was primarily getting a kind of savoury herbalness.
Mm-hmm. I was getting very floral and tinge of plastic. Mm-hmm. Literally of plastic.
I think that kind of grassy, that kind of slightly fermented grassy smell.
The word you used. Urine. Yeah. You used the word urine.
Yeah. The very initial
right
bit.
Initially.
Yeah.
When it was first opened.
It did have that slight urine thing. Then that kind of disappeared completely. Yeah. The taste, I mean, on the bottle it says it's light and gentle with the gentle bitterness. And that's exactly what it is, isn't it?
It's very nice. It's got a kind of lightness about it. It's bitter. It's got a quite rounded, warm, sweet finish. But there's not these are none of these are strong flavours, and it's all a bit one dimensional, really.
The finish I
expect, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean the finish I found was very rounded and very mellow. It just sort of was all curvy almost in the finish. It just kind of went off.
It's a refreshing beer, isn't it? And it, you know, it's a hot evening, and it was cold beer, and it goes down very well. Actually, but
in a way, though, I don't think it is that way, because it does have this sort of herbal, medicinal, floral style to it, which you can pick up in the flavour, particularly in your first... It stops it from being just a served cold from the fridge
and neck it.
But then it sort of doesn't really go anywhere. Yeah. So it's not a sit-down. Yeah. It sort of falls between the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't really satisfy in the end, does it?
No. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was quite cold and it was nice.
Yeah. Mm. Brown rating wise, I think 3 out of 5.
Three out of five.
Thank you, Mallinson's, for handing over Sats. Enjoyed trying this one. And kind of, I think like Paul said best, in between almost like a sort of quaffing, necking beer and then a more thoughtful one. It kind of sits in this weird gap in the middle.
This is one of those examples where a single hop, I think, probably doesn't quite do it. It's not got enough in it on its
There's not enough complexity, is there?
To actually work out. Mm. Right, there's not enough to it. Mm. It doesn't. It's not always the case, but this particular hop seems to me to be a little bit on the weak side from that point of view.
Yeah.
Mm.